Good morning.
Subhaprabhat.
Well, this is the last opportunity that I have to preach during these meetings. It's been a real joy being here this week. Something I've looked forward to for quite some time. I'm glad my son Michael was able to join us. And Jake Friesen from the church there in Canada. It's been a real pleasure getting to meet many of you. And I feel like we've made friends. That's the wonderful thing about God's work. You see where the gospel has gone. People have trusted Christ as Savior. And then when you go and visit, you have a group of people that you are one with. That's exciting. After this week, we may never meet again on this earth. There's a saying that goes, here, there, or in the air. So there'll be a grand reunion one day. My, that would be fine. Amen. Amen. Thank you for your kindness. Thank Brother Cloud for inviting us.
Brother Cloud, and
Brother Joseph taking us around, picking us up and dropping us off. It's been a real interesting experience riding with Joseph.
Joseph sanga gaadima yatra garnu chai ramro anubhav bhayeko cha.
Oh my.
Oh.
He just I mean, we're just wow. It's an experience. It teaches you to live by faith. Not by sight. Amen. Well, you know, this week we've heard a lot of teaching and preaching, haven't we? I'm not starting my message yet, but I'd like for you to turn to Joshua chapter 24. When you preach and teach and you also spend time in the Word of God, you're faced with decisions.
अनि जब तपाईले प्रचार गर्नुहुन्छ शिक्षा दिनुहुन्छ र परमेश्वरको वचनमा समय बिताउनुहुन्छ त्यहाँ चाहिँ निर्णयहरू गर्नुपर्ने अवस्थाहरू आउँछन्.
When we have a missions conference like this, we're faced with a decision.
हाम्रो यस्तो मिशन कन्फरेन्स हुँदाखेरि चाहिँ त्यहाँ केही निर्णयहरू गर्नुपर्ने हामीले सामना गर्नुपर्ने हुन्छ.
And folks, we make decisions all the time.
अनि साथीहरू हामी चाहिँ सधैँ निर्णय गर्ने गर्छौं.
You made a decision to come this week.
तपाईले एउटा निर्णय गर्नुभयो यस हप्ता यहाँ आउने निर्णय.
You make a decision if you work a job to go to work. You make decisions on what you're going to wear. You're going to make decisions as far as what you're going to do with your life. And so you need to make a decision this week. The fact of the matter is, every time the Word of God is preached, you do make a decision. You either decide that you're going to obey the Scriptures as they've been brought forth to you, or do you decide not to? I would like to read a passage of Scripture here in Joshua chapter 24, in verse 15. Joshua is talking to the children of Israel. He's got the elders all together. And he says these words in verse 15, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods of your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
अनि तिनीहरूसँग कुरा गर्दै योशुले यस्तो भनेको देख्छौँ, तर तिमीहरूलाई परमप्रभुको सेवा गर्न खराब लाग्छ भने आजै रोज कसको सेवा गर्छौ? महानदीको पारिपट्टि कति देवताहरूको जसलाई तिमीहरूका पिता पुर्खाले पूजा गर्दथे, वा एमोरीहरूका देवताहरूको जसको देशमा तिमीहरू अहिले बस्दैछौ? तर म र मेरो घराना चाहिँ हामी परमप्रभुको सेवा गर्नेछौ।
The last phrase there, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
त्यहाँ अन्तिम वाक्यांश भनेको छ, तर म र मेरो घराना चाहिँ हामी परमप्रभुको सेवा गर्नेछौ।
He made a decision.
उसले एउटा निर्णय गरेको थियो।
And some of you need to quit going being wishy-washy.
अनि तपाईहरुले चाहिँ यताउता हिडल मात्र गर्ने पटल कति जोगिनु परेको छ।
You need to decide.
तपाईले चाहिँ निर्णय गर्नु परेको छ।
You need to decide I'm going God's way.
तपाईले निर्णय गर्नु परेको छ कि म परमेश्वरको मार्गमा जाने छु।
We can hear and hear and hear and hear but it's time to act.
हामीले सुनेको 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 गर्न सक्छौ, तर अब यो चाहिँ एउटा काम गर्ने समय हो।
And Joshua finally came to the people and said choose you.
अब अन्तिममा योशु मानिसहरूका आएका छन् र भनेको छन् आजै रोज।
And so we come to this conference and we say choose you.
अब हामी पनि यो कन्फरेन्समा आएका छौँ र हामी भन्दछौँ आजै रोज्नुहोस्।
This day whom ye will serve.
यही दिन तपाईँ कसको सेवा गर्नुहुनेछ।
And you've heard testimonies that you can trust God.
तपाईँले त्यस्तो गवाहीहरू सुन्नु भएको छ कि तपाईँले परमेश्वरलाई भरोसा गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ।
Don't let your doubt keep you from serving God 100%.
अब तपाईँको शंकाले परमेश्वरलाई 100% सेवा गर्नबाट नरोकोस् तपाईँलाई।
But you can't just say it in your mind. You have to determine it in your heart.
तपाईले खालि यो दिमागमा केही सोचेर हुँदैन, तपाईले हृदयमा यो निर्णय गर्नुपर्छ।
You need to say I'm going God's way.
तपाईले भन्नुपर्छ म परमेश्वरको बाटो जानेछु।
You make that decision and then every other thing will take care of itself.
तपाईले त्यो निर्णय गर्नुस् अनि अरु कुराहरू चाहिँ आफै मिल्ने छन्।
When I was 16 as I mentioned last night,
हिजो राति मैले भने चाहिँ म 16 वर्षको हुँदा,
and I gave you some testimonies of how God worked in my life.
अनि मेरो जीवनमा परमेश्वरले कसरी काम गर्नुभयो केही गवाहीहरू दिएको थिएँ मैले।
I made that decision at 16. I'm serving God full time with my life.
मैले 16 वर्षको उमेरमा त्यो निर्णय गरेको थिएँ कि म प्रभुको सेवा गर्नेछु पुरै मेरो जीवन।
So when a job came my way that would lead me astray, I didn't have to make that decision because I had already decided.
अब कुनै जागिर मौका आयो जसले चाहिँ मलाई परमेश्वरको निर्णयबाट बाहिर लैजान खोज्यो भने मैले त्यो निर्णय गर्नु परेन, किनभने मेरो निर्णय भइसकेको थियो।
When I could have gone to another university rather than a Bible college, the decision had already been made when I was 16.
अब कुनै अरू विश्वविद्यालय जानुपर्ने कुरा आएको छ बाइबल कलेजको सट्टा भने खास निर्णय मैले गरिसके पहिले।
I didn't have to decide again.
मैले फेरि निर्णय गर्नु परेन।
I had already decided.
मैले गरिसकेको थिएँ निर्णय।
So I went to Bible college.
त्यसैले म बाइबल कलेज गएँ।
Because I was called to preach.
किनभने म प्रचार गर्न बोलाइएको थिएँ।
So we make need to make decisions for God.
त्यसैले हामीले परमेश्वरको निम्ति निर्णयहरू गर्नुपर्छ।
And when we make a decision for God, we stick with it.
अनि परमेश्वरको लागि निर्णय गरेपछि हामी त्यसमा अडान लिनु पर्छ।
It's easy to serve God when everything is easy.
सबै कुरा सजिलो हुँदा प्रभुको सेवा गर्न नि सजिलै हुन्छ।
But how about when it's hard?
तर जब गाह्रो परिस्थिति आउँछ तब के?
How about when you're hurt?
जब तपाईँलाई चोट पुगेको छ तब के?
Somebody does you wrong.
तपाईँलाई कसैले खराब गरेको
छ। They misunderstand you.
तपाईँलाई उसले गलत बुझेको छ।
You might be crying on the outside.
तपाई बाहिर रोइरहनु भएको होला।
But you have a resolve on the inside.
तर भित्र चाहिँ तपाईको निधो छ।
That you're going to serve God.
कि तपाई प्रभुको सेवा गर्नुहुन्छ।
And you're going to stay the course.
अनि त्यो युद्धमा तपाई लागिरहनुहुन्छ।
And you're going to keep moving forward.
अनि तपाई त्यहाँ त्यो दौडमा अघि बढिरहनुहुन्छ।
So you serve God in the good times.
त्यसरी असल समयहरुमा प्रभुको सेवा गर्नुहुन्छ।
And you serve God in the bad times.
अनि खराब समयमा पनि उहाँको सेवा गर्नुहुन्छ।
And he'll see you through.
अनि उहाँले त्यो सबै कुराहरुमा तपाईलाई हेर्नुहुनेछ।
But I want to encourage you today, make a decision for Christ.
तर आज उत्साह दिन चाहन्छु, ख्रीष्टको लागि निर्णय गर्नुहोस्।
If you're not saved, get saved today.
मुक्ति पाउनु भएको छैन भने आजै मुक्तिमा अघि बढ्नुहोस्।
Decide for Christ today.
ख्रीष्टको निम्ति आज निर्णय गर्नुहोस्।
Talk to someone here and have them explain Bible salvation to you.
यहाँ कोहीसँग कुरा गर्नुहोस् र बाइबलको मुक्तिको कुरा तपाईलाई बयान गर्न दिनुहोस्।
Most of you claim to be saved.
तपाईहरु मध्ये धेरैले मुक्ति पाएको छु भन्ने दाबी गर्नुहुन्छ।
But you might be sitting here saying, "Well, I wonder what I should be doing with my life."
तर यहाँ बसेर तपाई सोचिरहनु भएको होला, अब मेरो जीवनको विषयमा मैले के गर्ने होला?
Decide for Christ.
ख्रीष्टको निम्ति निर्णय गर्नुहोस्।
Settle it.
योलाई स्थापित गर्नुहोस्।
You need to talk to somebody, talk to someone.
कोहीसँग कुरा गर्नु छ भने कुरा गर्नुहोस्।
But decide.
तर निर्णय गर्नुस्।
If God be for us, who can be against us?
यदि परमेश्वर हाम्रो पक्षमा हुनुहुन्छ भने हाम्रो विपक्षमा को होला?
Please take your Bibles and go to Psalm chapter 40.
वचन संग्रह 40 अध्यायमा पल्टाउनुहोस् आफ्नो बाइबलमा.
I want to speak a little bit this morning on the subject of leadership.
Yes, bihana chai ma yo netritwa bishay ma kehi kura bolna chahanchu.
Missionary leadership.
Missionary netritwa.
Leadership is influence.
Netritwa chai euta prabhav parne kura ho.
There was a missionary that I ran across many years ago.
Euta missionary thiyo jaslai maile dherai barsha agadi bheteko thie.
By the name of Valaruchi Delavai.
Uhaanko naam chai Alaruchi Delavai thiyo.
He was from India.
Uha India bata hununthyo.
And I was talking to him about his church and his ministry. And he was talking about the preachers that he was training for ministry. He mentioned that every single Monday he had his preachers read and spend time in the book of Titus. He said that once a month he would have a day of fasting and prayer.
अनि उहाँले भन्नुभयो महिनाको एक पटक चाहिँ हाम्रो उपवास र प्रार्थनाको दिन ठहराएका छौँ.
He said it would usually be on a Friday night.
प्राय त्यो चाहिँ शुक्रबार राति गर्ने गर्छौँ.
They would fast all Friday and all Friday night.
अनि उनीहरू चाहिँ शुक्रबार दिनभरि र शुक्रबार रातभरि उपवास बस्ने छन्.
They would spend all night in prayer.
अनि रातभरि उनीहरू प्रार्थनामा बिताउने थिए.
And he said you would think on Saturday that we would all be tired and want to just go to sleep and go to bed.
अनि तपाईँले सोच्नु होला शनिबार चाहिँ पुरै हामी थाक्ने छौँ र गएर सुत्ने छौँ.
But we would be involved in ministry.
तर शनिबार त हामी सेवा गरिरहेका हुन्छौँ.
And he said those were our most fruitful days.
अनि ती चाहिँ हाम्रो धेरै फलदायी दिनहरू हुन्.
And I was struck by that as a pastor, a young pastor.
अनि म एउटा जवान पास्टर ग्रुपमा त्यो कुरा मलाई एकदम घात लाग्यो.
And I realized that I'm going to have to be a leader.
अनि मैले यो महसुस गरे कि म त नेतृत्व हुन अगुवा हुनुपर्छ.
And I'm going to have to lead people in the ways of the Lord.
अनि मैले मानिसहरूलाई परमेश्वरको मार्गहरूमा डोर्याउनु पर्छ.
He was a good example for me.
अनि त्यो व्यक्ति मेरो लागि असल नमूना हुनुभयो.
And so leadership is influence. He had an influence upon my life.
त्यसैले नेतृत्व भनेको चाहिँ प्रभावकारी कुरा हो अनि उहाँ चाहिँ मेरो जीवनमा प्रभाव पार्नुभयो उहाँले.
The theme song for this conference this week.
यो हप्ता हामीले गाइरहेको एउटा भजन.
Is entitled So Little Time.
त्यो विषयगत भजन चाहिँ हो समय छ कम.
John R. Rice is the author of that song.
त्यसको लेखक चाहिँ जोन आर राइस हुन्.
John Rice married my wife and I.
John Rice le chai mero ra mero shrimati ko vivah garai dinu bhaeko thiyo.
He was an influence on my life.
Waha chai mero jivan ma euta prabhav hununthyo.
He has a sermon that he's well known for.
Waha ko euta prachar cha jasko lagi waha prakhyat hununcha.
It's entitled Prayer, Asking and Receiving.
Waha ko tyo prachar ko bishay ho prarthna ani magnu ani paunu.
He preached that message, they say, over 1,000 times.
उहाँले त्यो प्रचार चाहिँ मान्छेले भन्ने गर्छन् हजार चोटि भन्दा बढी प्रचार गर्नुभयो.
But I also saw him in the local church in Tennessee.
अनि उहाँलाई टेनेसी भन्ने ठाउँमा एउटा स्थानीय मण्डलीहरू पनि देखेको छु मैले.
And he would be walking down the aisle of the church.
अनि त्यो चर्चको बाटोमा हिँडिरहनु भएको हुन्छ.
And when he was not in meetings, people would greet him there at church.
अनि त्यहाँ सभा नहुँदाखेरि त्यो मण्डलीमा उहाँसँग अभिवादन गर्छन् मान्छेहरूले.
And they say, Dr. Rice, would you pray for me?
अनि उनीहरूले भन्छन् डाक्टर राइस मेरो लागि प्रार्थना गरिदिनुहोस् न.
And he said, let's pray right now.
हुन्छ अहिले प्रार्थना गरौँ.
Have you ever told somebody you'd pray for them and then you forgot?
अनि कसैलाई चाहिँ म तपाईँको लागि प्रार्थना गर्छु भनेर बिर्सिनु भएको छ?
Oh, I've done that.
मैले गरेको छु त्यस्तो.
But you know, when someone would ask him to pray, he said, let's pray right now.
जब कसैले उहाँलाई प्रार्थना गरिदिनुहोस् भन्थ्यो उहाँ चाहिँ तुरुन्तै प्रार्थना गर्नुहुन्थ्यो.
Because he did not want to forget.
किनभने उहाँ बिर्सिन चाहनुहुन्थेन.
He was a man of prayer.
उहाँ चाहिँ प्रार्थना गर्ने पुरुष हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
That was an influence upon my life.
अनि त्यो चाहिँ मेरो जीवनमा भएको प्रभाव हो.
Now when I saw him in church, he did not know I was watching him.
अब उहाँलाई चर्चमा मैले देख्दाखेरि उहाँलाई थाहा थिएन कि म उहाँलाई हेरिरहेको छु भनेर.
But I was watching him.
तर म उहाँलाई हेरिरहेको हुन्थेँ.
He was influencing me.
उहाँले मलाई प्रभाव पारिरहनु भएको थियो.
People are watching us.
मानिसहरूले हामीलाई हेरिरहेका छन्.
We provide leadership to someone.
हामीले कसै न कसैलाई नेतृत्व गरिरहेका हुन्छौँ.
And we need to make sure that we're the right kind of leader.
अनि हामीले यो पक्का गर्नुपर्छ कि हामी ठीक खालको अगुवाहरू हौ.
The call of God on a life is a call to leadership.
हाम्रो जीवनमा परमेश्वरको बोलावट भनेको चाहिँ नेतृत्वको निम्ति बोलावट हो.
Let's read Psalm 40 verses 1 2 and 3.
भजन संग्रह 40 को 1 2 र 3 हामी पढ्ने छौ.
This is more or less a testimony and an excitement verse passage of scripture for me.
यो चाहिँ मेरो लागि निकै उत्सुकतापूर्ण खण्ड हो. यहाँ गवाई पनि छ.
Psalm 40 verse 1 says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay,
and set my feet upon a rock and establish my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord.
मैले धीरसँग परमप्रभुको बाटो हेरेँ र उहाँ मतिर झुक्नु भयो र मेरो पुकार सुन्नुभयो अनि उहाँले मलाई सत्यनाशको खाडल र दलदले हिलोबाट तानेर निकाल्नुभयो र मेरा पाउहरू चट्टानमाथि बसाल्नुभयो र मेरा पाइलाहरू दृढ पार्नुभयो अनि उहाँले मेरो मुखमा एउटा नयाँ गीत हाम्रा परमेश्वरको स्तुति हाल्नु भएको छ धेरैले देख्नेछन् र डराउनेछन् अनि परमप्रभुमाथि भरोसा राख्नेछन्।
What a testimony passage, amen.
कस्तो साक्षीको खण्ड हो यो।
An older preacher said to a younger preacher,
and
this older preacher was talking to this younger preacher, I believe I was about 40 years of age. He said, Mike, you need to speak up and pass on what you've learned. You're not a young preacher anymore. He is in his mid-80s to this day. And I'm just into my 60s. And that counsel still rings true. I'm just going to quote Galatians 4:16. Where Paul writes the church at Galatia, the churches of Galatia, and he says, Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth?
गलातीको विश्वासीलाई पत्र लेख्दै पावलले भन्छन् यसकारण मैले तिमीहरूलाई सत्य बोलेकोमा के म तिमीहरूको शत्रु भएको छु त
I just want to give some practical helps from the word of God this morning
अनि यस बिहान परमेश्वरको वचनबाट केही व्यवहारिक सहायताहरू म दिन चाहन्छु
on what you must do to be a proper godly leader
कि एउटा राम्रो असल र ईश्वरीय अगुवा हुन के गर्नुपर्छ भन्ने विषयमा
First of all, I want us to see that the leader or the missionary of God must be passionate. Another word for passion is desire. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, We have the qualifications of a pastor and deacons. And it talks about if you desire the office of a pastor or a bishop, thou desirest a good work. If you're going to serve God, you must be desirous of that. You must have a passion for that. I've talked to several here that you feel like God may be calling you to preach. How serious are you to want to be in the ministry? Years ago, I remember going and seeing some professional basketball players. And one of the stars of the opposing team had come out on the court about 30 minutes before the game was to start. He was viewed as one of the best basketball players in the world. I don't know where the other players were. But I saw this star out on the basketball court. He was making big money. He was famous. But I noticed that he was out there shooting baskets before the game. He was passionate about basketball. He was good because he gave his life to it. I don't know what he's doing today, but he's not playing basketball. That time came and went. But the point I'm trying to make with that illustration is he gave himself to basketball. And we need some Christians who'll give themselves wholeheartedly to God and his work.
अनि हामीलाई यस्तो क्रिस्चियनहरू चाहिएको छ जसले चाहिँ परमेश्वरलाई र उहाँको कामको निम्ति आफ्नो सम्पूर्ण हृदय नै दिन्छन्.
In Exodus chapter 3 we have the account of Moses in the burning bush.
प्रस्थान 3 अध्यायमा हाम्रो एउटा त्यहाँ घटना छ मोसा र त्यो जलिरहेको पोथराको विषयमा.
He's out in the wilderness and he sees this bush burning but yet it's not destroyed.
उसले उजाड स्थानमा त्यहाँ काम गरिरहेको थियो र उसले पोथरा देख्छ जलिरहेको छ तर भस्म भएको छैन.
And the Lord speaks to him out of the bush.
अनि प्रभु चाहिँ त्यो पोथराबाट उसँग बोल्नुहुन्छ.
And tells him that he's got a mission, a job for him to do.
अनि उहाँले भन्नुहुन्छ तिम्रो लागि के काम या त के योजना छ मेरो.
And Moses says, I can't do this.
उसले भन्छ म त यो गर्न सक्दिन.
I'm a nobody.
म केही पनि होइन.
I've got a past.
मेरो एउटा विगत छ.
I can't speak well in front of people.
कि म मानिसहरुको सामु बोल्न सक्दिन.
You have made a mistake.
तपाईले गल्ती गर्दै हुनुहुन्छ.
You need to ask somebody else for this great job.
यो ठूलो काम त अरु कसैलाई भन्नु पर्यो तपाईले.
And so the Lord began to talk to him and show him some things, show him who he was.
अनि परमेश्वर उसँग फेरि बोल्न थाल्नुहुन्छ र उसलाई केही कुरा देखाउन थाल्नुहुन्छ ऊ को हो भन्ने कुरा देखाउन थाल्नुहुन्छ.
And once Moses made the decision to go wholeheartedly with God, that's exactly what he did.
अनि जब मोसाले चाहिँ परमेश्वरको इच्छा अनुसार पूरै हृदय लिएर जाने जब निर्णय गर्यो उसले चाहिँ ठ्याक्कै त्यस्तै नै गरेको थियो.
He gave himself to the task at hand, the work at hand.
अनि उसको हातमा दिएको कामको लागि उसले आफैलाई दिएको थियो.
Paul and his ministry said, this one thing I do.
Paul le afno seva kai bhaneko chan yo euta kura ma gardachu.
Brother Cloud mentioned earlier that Paul could have done anything and been a success at it.
Agi brother Cloud le bhanu bhayo ki Paul le je suke garera pani safal huna sakthyo.
But he said, this one thing I do.
Tarule pani yo euta kura ma gardachu.
And he went around preaching the gospel and establishing churches to the glory of God.
Ani chai parmeshwar ko mahima ko lagi wari pari gaera susamachar sunaudai mandali sthapana garireko thiyo.
Sometimes we make fun of Peter.
कहिलेकाहीँ हामी पत्रुसलाई हामीले खिल्ली उडाउने गर्छौँ.
And we chuckle a little bit at some of the situations that he got involved in.
अनि कुन कुन परिस्थितिमा त्यो पत्रुसको बेहोरा देखेर हामी चाहिँ त्यसमा हाँसो मजाक गर्ने गर्छौँ.
Brother Cloud mentioned about Peter walking on the water.
अघि ब्रदर क्लाउडले भन्नुभएको थियो पत्रुस पानीमा हिँडेको कुरा.
But then he started looking at his circumstances and he began to sink.
अनि उसले त आफ्नो परिस्थितिहरू हेर्न थाल्यो अनि त डुब्न थाल्यो.
He cried out, Lord, save me.
उसले भने प्रभु मलाई बचाउनुहोस्.
And Jesus reached down and picked him up.
अनि येशू झुकेर उसलाई तानेर निकाल्नु भयो.
And the thing we miss is he still walked on the water to go back to the ship.
तर यो चाहिँ हामी बिर्सिन्छौँ कि उ त पानीमै हिँडेर डुङ्गामा फर्केको थियो.
He didn't hop on Jesus' back and be carried on.
येशूको पछाडि बुई चढेर गएको थिएन.
So he walked out on the water and he walked back to the boat on the water.
अनि उ फेरि पानीमै हिँडेर फेरि पानीमै हिँड्दा हिँड्दै डुङ्गामा चढेको थियो.
Which one of us could do that?
हामी मध्ये कसले त्यो गर्न सक्छौँ र?
Let's not make fun of Peter.
पत्रुसको मजाक नउडाउनुस्.
Yes, sometimes he let his mouth get him in trouble.
Oh, so कहिलेकाहीँ उसको मुखले उसलाई समस्यामा पार्थ्यो.
But I tell you what, when Judas and those soldiers came to take Jesus in the garden, Peter was right there with the sword in hand going to protect the Savior.
म भन्न सक्छु जब यहुदा र उसको सिपाहीहरू आएर येशूलाई पक्रन खोजिरहेको थियो त्यो चौरमा पत्रुसले तरवार लिएर आफ्नो मुक्तिदातालाई रक्षा गर्न उभिरहेको थियो.
Peter loved the Lord.
उसले प्रभुलाई प्रेम गर्थ्यो.
He gave himself 100%.
उसले आफूलाई 100% दिएको थियो.
My, what an example.
कस्तो उदाहरण.
These men of God had a desire for God.
यी परमेश्वरका जनहरूको हृदयमा परमेश्वरको निम्ति इच्छा थियो.
To be the leader that God wants you to be, you've got to be passionate, you've got to have that desire, but you must understand that you're also going to have to work.
अनि परमेश्वरको जन हुनलाई उहाँले इच्छा गर्नु भएको जस्तो अगुवा हुनलाई तपाईको त्यो इच्छा हुनु पर्छ र तपाईले साथै त्यो साथसाथै तपाईले काम पनि गर्नुपर्छ.
Sometimes in North America there's folks who say, well, if you can't do anything else, go into the ministry.
कहिलेकाहीँ नर्थ अमेरिकामा भन्ने गर्छन् यदि तिमी केही गर्न सक्दैनौ भने सेवा गर्न जाऊ.
If you're going to be pleasing in the sight of God and fulfill the will of God for your life, it's going to take work.
तर तपाईं परमेश्वरको इच्छा खोज्ने हो भने र उहाँको सामु उहाँलाई प्रसन्न तुल्याउने जीवन जिउने हो भने त्यहाँ काम गर्नुपर्छ.
And remember, God honors work.
अनि यो सम्झना गर्नुहोस् परमेश्वर कामलाई आदर गर्नुहुन्छ.
Before sin ever came into the world, mankind was created and he was made to work.
संसारमा पाप आउनुभन्दा अगाडि परमेश्वरले मानव जातिलाई सृष्टि गर्नुभयो र उसलाई काम गर्न दिनुभएको थियो.
Before Genesis chapter 3 where sin came in Genesis chapter 2 man was put into the garden to dress it and to keep it.
उत्पत्ति 3 अध्यायमा संसारमा पाप छिर्नुभन्दा अगाडि नै उत्पत्ति 2 अध्यायमा मानिसलाई त्यहाँ खनजोत गर्न र खेती गर्नलाई राख्नु भएको थियो त्यो बगैंचामा.
When you have a passion for God and a desire for God, you're willing to pay any price necessary to be all that God wants you to be.
यदि परमेश्वरको निम्ति तपाईको हृदयमा इच्छा शक्ति छ भने जुनसुकै मूल्य तिरेर पनि उहाँको अनुसार हिँड्न तपाई तयार हुनुहुन्छ.
It may mean long hours.
यसको लागि धेरै समयहरु लाग्छ.
It may mean hard study.
अनि यसको लागि कडा अध्ययनहरु गर्नुपर्ला.
It won't matter.
तर त्यसले कुनै फरक पार्दैन.
Because you have that desire, that passion to serve God and be all that he wants you to be.
किनभने तपाईको हृदयमा त्यो इच्छा छ परमेश्वरले तपाईको जीवनमा जे चाहनु भएको छ त्यस्तो बन्ने त्यस्तो गर्ने.
And I want you to be encouraged this way.
अनि त्यसरी यो तरिकाद्वारा तपाईहरु उत्साहित हुनु भएको होस् भन्ने.
God honors work.
परमेश्वरले कामलाई आदर गर्नुहुन्छ.
The missionary of God must be passionate, must have that desire.
परमेश्वरको काम गर्ने मिशनरी चाहिँ त्यस्तो इच्छा उसमा हुनै पर्छ.
The missionary or leader of God must take care, number two, of their personal life.
अनि दोस्रो नम्बर कुरा चाहिँ मिशनरीले चाहिँ आफ्नो व्यक्तिगत जीवनको बारेमा पनि होशियार हुनुपर्छ.
Your personal life is important.
तपाईको व्यक्तिगत जीवन चाहिँ महत्त्वपूर्ण छ.
I used to be a chimney sweep when I was in Bible college. I had a side business.
मेरो म बाइबल कलेजमा हुँदाखेरि मेरो अर्को एउटा काम पनि थियो.
And sometimes you see a house and it had a chimney. It had do you have chimneys here?
No.
you had a wall on top of the house.
अब कति घरहरुमा चाहिँ त्यो तल आगो बालेर त्यसको धुवा निस्किने माथि सानो एउटा संरचना हुन्थ्यो.
And there would be a pipe that would come down the roof into the kitchen.
अनि त्यहाँ चाहिँ त्यो माथि छतबाट एउटा पाइप आएर किचनसम्म पुगेको हुन्थ्यो.
And on the outside, the concrete and the brick would look so nice.
अनि बाहिरबाट हेर्दाखेरि त्यो संरचना चाहिँ त्यो इट्टाले बनेको संरचना चाहिँ एकदम राम्रो देखिन्थ्यो.
But with the weather, the rain and everything that would come down, it would erode, it would make the concrete soft on the inside.
तर पानी पर्दै जाँदाखेरि त्यो संरचनामा भएको त्यो सिमेन्टको संरचना भित्रपट चाहिँ नरम हुँदै जान्थ्यो.
So when you started seeing the outside crumbling, it had already been destroyed from the inside to the outside.
त्यसैले त्यो भित्र ठोस वस्तु नै नरम भएकोले बाहिरबाट हेर्दाखेरि ठिकै देखियो भने बाहिरभन्दा पहिला भित्रपट चाहिँ खोक्रो हुँदै आएको हुन्थ्यो.
Many times when we see Christians mess up on the outside, when we see their sin,
अनि जब हामी उनीहरूको पाप देख्दछौँ बाहिरबाट हेर्दा सब भद्रगोल भएको देख्छौँ.
It's because the inside wasn't taken care of.
कारण चाहिँ भित्र चाहिँ त्यहाँ खास ठिक होसियार भइरहेको थिएन.
The inside of you is so important.
तपाईको भित्र भित्री मानिस चाहिँ अति महत्त्वपूर्ण छ.
Jesus said what's in a man comes out of a man.
यीशुले भन्नुभयो मानिस भित्र जे छ त्यही निस्कन्छ बाहिर.
So we must make sure that our personal life is right.
त्यसैले हाम्रो व्यक्तिगत जीवन ठीक छ भन्ने कुरामा हामी निश्चित हुनुपर्छ.
There are several times in the word of God where we see and hear the phrase take heed unto thyself.
हामी परमेश्वरको पवित्र वचनमा त्यो घरिघरि भनेको देख्छौँ आफ्नो विषयमा होसियार रह.
If I'm out in the water and I'm drowning,
यदि म त्यहाँ कतै खोलामा वा केहीमा छु र म डुब्दैछु भने,
and there's others drowning around me,
अनि मेरो वरिपरि अरू पनि डुबिरहेका छन् भने,
if I'm drowning I can't help them,
अब म आफै डुबिरहेको छु भने उनीहरूलाई सहायता गर्न सक्दिन.
So I need to make sure that I'm right before I can help them.
त्यसैले अब उनीहरूलाई सहायता गर्नुभन्दा अगाडि म चाहिँ ठिक छु भनेर मैले निश्चित गर्नुपर्छ.
I don't know how many of you have ever been on an airplane.
One
of the first things they do is before you take off is they talk to you about safety. They tell you if something happens when you're flying in the air, that there may be a mask that drops down with oxygen that you can put in and breathe.
उनीहरूले भन्छन् त्यो माथि एउटा चाहिँ अक्सिजन मास्क खस्ने छ त्यो चाहिँ नाकमा लगाएर तपाईले सास फेर्न सक्नुहुन्छ.
And they say before you help the person beside you, put yours on first.
अनि उनीहरूले के भन्छन् भने तपाईको छेउको मान्छेलाई सहायता गर्नुभन्दा पहिला तपाईको मुखमा चाहिँ मास्क राख्नुहोस्.
Take heed unto yourself.
आफ्नो विषयमा चाहिँ होशियार हुनुस् पहिला.
Before you can help others, you need to make sure that you're right with God.
अरूलाई सहायता गर्नुभन्दा पहिला तपाई चाहिँ परमेश्वरसँग ठीक हुनुहुन्छ भन्ने कुरा चाहिँ पक्का हुनुपर्छ.
That you have a proper relationship with God.
कि तपाईको परमेश्वरसँग ठीक सम्बन्ध छ.
You need to walk with God.
तपाई परमेश्वरसँग हिँड्नु पर्छ.
That means time in God's word.
त्यो चाहिँ परमेश्वरको वचनसँग बिताउने समय.
Not just in church.
खालि चर्चमा मात्र होइन.
Not just in Bible college.
खालि बाइबल कलेजमा मात्र होइन.
But in your personal life where you're walking with God and you're fellowshipping with him.
तर तपाईको व्यक्तिगत जीवनमा परमेश्वरसँग हिँड्दै उहाँसँग संगति गर्दै.
And you develop that heart for God.
अनि त्यो हृदय प्रभुको निम्ति विकास गराउनुहुन्छ तपाईले.
I remember years ago after we'd started Pemina Valley Baptist Church.
केही वर्ष अगाडि जब हामीले पेमिना भ्याली बेप्टिस्ट चर्च सुरु गरेका थियौं.
In Psalm 23, David talks about his cup running over.
भजन संग्रह 23 अध्यायमा दाउदले उसको कचौरा भरिएर पोखिएको कुरा गर्दैछन्.
And I felt like that I was ministering with the what I call the drugs at the bottom of the cup.
अनि मैले यस्तो सोचिरहेको थिएँ कि मेरो कचौरा मुनि चाहिँ के ड्रग्स राखेर मैले सेवा सुरु गरिरहेको छु.
I felt like my cup wasn't full and running over.
मेरो कचौरा चाहिँ भरिएर पोखिएको जस्तो मलाई लागिरहेको थिएन.
I felt like I was just it was down there at the bottom where everything was bitter.
अनि मलाई लाग्छ त्यो तल्लोपट्टि चाहिँ के तितो कुराहरू छ.
And I remember saying, God, you've got to do something.
अनि मैले यसो भनेको म सम्झना गर्दछु प्रभु तपाईले के गर्नु पर्छ यहाँ.
And I had a van at that time with a bench seat in the back.
अनि त्यो बेला चाहिँ मेरो एउटा van थियो पछाडि एउटा सिट भएको.
And I remember getting my Bible and I drove south of town.
अनि मलाई याद छ मैले बाइबल लिएर त्यो सहरको दक्षिणतर्फ यात्रा गरे.
And we have a farming area that we live around.
अनि हामी जहाँ बस्छौँ त्यहाँ चाहिँ यो कृषि गर्ने एरियाहरू छन्.
And so I drove out into the country.
त्यसैले म बाहिर गए त्यहाँबाट.
No houses.
अनि त्यहाँ घरहरू छैनन्.
I saw a couple big trees.
केही त्यहाँ रुखहरू छन्.
And I remember pulling up underneath those trees.
अनि त्यो रुखहरू मुनि चाहिँ म गएर अड्केको याद छ.
I rolled the windows down.
अनि मैले झ्याल खोले.
I got up back behind the steering wheel and went and sat in one of those bench seats there in the van.
अनि म त्यो चालकको सिटबाट निस्केर पछाडीको सिटमा गएर बसे.
And I opened my Bible.
मेरो बाइबल खोले.
And I just said, Lord, you've got to do something.
अनि मैले भने प्रभु तपाईले केही गर्न परेको छ.
And I can remember I started reading from Psalm 1:1.
अनि मैले भजन संग्रह 11 अध्यायबाट पढिरहेको म सम्झना गर्दछु.
And I started reading out loud.
अनि त्यो चाहिँ म उच्च स्वरले बोल्दै पढिरहेको थिएँ.
And I read Psalm 1 and Psalm 2 and Psalm 3 and Psalm 4.
अनि मैले चाहिँ भजन संग्रह 1 अध्याय 2 अध्याय 3 अध्याय र 4 अध्याय पढे.
And as I was reading out loud those psalms, my heart was praying, God, please fill me.
अनि त्यो भजन संग्रह खण्डहरू उच्च स्वरले पढ्दै गर्दाखेरि मैले भन्दै थिएँ प्रभु मलाई भर्नुहोस्.
Please help me, please strengthen me.
मलाई सहायता गर्नुहोस्, मलाई सामर्थ्य तुल्याउनुहोस्.
And you know he did.
अनि उहाँले त्यो गर्नुभयो.
And that experience has not been just happening once.
अनि त्यो अनुभव चाहिँ खाली एकपटक मात्रै भइरहेको छैन.
There have been several times in the ministry where I felt like I gave and gave and gave, but now I needed to make sure that I recharged.
अनि मेरो सेवकामा घरिघरि त्यो भएको छ. मलाई थाहा छ म दिइरहेको छु तर अब चाहिँ म आफै नै त्यहाँ फेरि भरिनु खाँचो थियो.
When Jesus in John chapter 8
जब योना 8 अध्यायमा येशूले
was walking in the crowd.
त्यहाँ भिडहरूमा हिँड्दै हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
The crowd was so tight and busy in the marketplace.
अनि त्यो बजार क्षेत्रमा त्यो भिड चाहिँ निकै ठेलमठेल थियो.
There's a woman that had an issue of blood.
एउटा महिला थियो जसको चाहिँ रगत बग्ने समस्या थियो.
She spent all her living on doctors trying to find healing.
अनि त्यो निको हुनको लागि थुप्रै वैद्यहरूका गएर उसले आफ्नो पुरै जीविका नै खर्च गरिसकेको थियो.
She said, if I could just reach out and touch the hem of Jesus' garment, I'll be made whole.
अनि उले भने म गएर येशूको वस्त्रको छेउ मात्र छुन पाए भने म निको हुनेछु.
So in the midst of that crowd she reaches out and she touches the hem of Jesus' garment.
अनि त्यो भीडको बीचमा उ आफूलाई तन्काउँछिन् र येशूको वस्त्र छुन्छिन्.
And she's made whole.
अनि उ त निको भएको छ.
But the Bible says that virtue came out of Jesus.
तर बाइबलले भन्छ कि येशूबाट शक्ति निस्केर गएको थियो.
There was a power, there was a strength that left him.
एउटा शक्ति एउटा सामर्थ्य त्यहाँबाट गएको थियो.
And when you and I minister,
अनि जब हामी सेवा
गर्छौँ,
हामी परमेश्वरको सेवा गर्छौँ,
हामी
अरूलाई सहायता गर्छौँ,
there is a spiritual strength that leaves us.
एउटा आत्मिक सामर्थ्य हुन्छ जुन हामीबाट जाँदछ.
And that's why we need to keep connected to God and His Word, so that we can have that power restored.
त्यसैले हामीले परमेश्वरको वचन र परमेश्वरसँग हाम्रो सम्बन्ध भइरहनु पर्छ कि त्यो सामर्थ्य चाहिँ फेरि हामीले पाइराखौँ.
We can be strengthened again to go out and do it again, serve the Lord again.
अनि हामी फेरि बलियो हुन्छ र फेरि गएर प्रभुको सेवा गर्न सक्छौँ.
And so we see that you've got to walk with God, spend time with God, never shortchange yourself in your walk with God.
त्यसैले तपाईले चाहिँ परमेश्वरसँग समय बिताउनु पर्छ, उहाँसँग हिँड्नु पर्छ. कहिले पनि हिँड्ने कुरामा सम्झौता नगर्नुहोस्.
You need to take care of your personal life.
तपाईले आफ्नो व्यक्तिगत जीवनको विषयमा होशियार हुनुपर्छ.
That means walking with God.
भनेको परमेश्वरसँग हिँड्ने कुरा हो.
That also means to be pure.
त्यसको अर्को अर्थ हो शुद्धता.
I'm talking about your morals.
अब तपाईको नैतिक शुद्धताको कुरा गर्दैछु यहाँ.
The devil attacks us in the area of our flesh.
शैतानले चाहिँ हाम्रो शरीरको सम्बन्धमा पनि हामीलाई आक्रमण गर्छ.
Our flesh all by itself is against God, depraved.
भने त हाम्रो शरीर आफै नै परमेश्वरको विरुद्धमा छ अनि यो भ्रष्ट छ.
So we need to make sure that we keep ourselves pure in our morals.
त्यसैले हामी यसमा चाहिँ पक्का हुनुपर्छ कि नैतिक रूपमा पनि हामी आफूलाई शुद्ध राख्दैछौँ भन्ने
विषय. You need to make sure that you don't leave an open door for sin.
तपाईं चाहिँ यो कुरामा निश्चित हुनुपर्छ कि पापको लागि तपाईंले खुला ढोका राख्नु भएको छैन भनेर.
You need to be pure physically.
तपाईं शारीरिक रूपमा शुद्ध रहनुपर्छ.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 7 the Bible says it's good for a man not to touch a woman.
पहिलो कुरिन्थी 7 अध्यायमा बाइबलले बताउँदछ कि पुरुषका निम्ति स्त्रीलाई नछुनु नै असल हो.
The only time the touch is allowed in a sexual way is with a man and his wife.
खाली एउटा यौन सम्बन्धको विषयमा छुन अनुमति भनेको चाहिँ एउटा पुरुष र उसको पत्नीको बीचमा मात्र.
You need to be safe in the area of your morals.
तपाईको नैतिक विषयमा तपाई सुरक्षित हुनुपर्छ.
Young men, you and all of us, we need to be safe and we need to be pure mentally.
जवान मानिसहरू अनि साथै हामी सबैजना नै हामीहरू चाहिँ मानसिक रूपमा पनि शुद्ध रहनुपर्छ.
We mentioned about taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ.
हामीले कुरा गरेका थियौँ कि हरेक विचारलाई ख्रीष्टको आज्ञाकारितामा हामी कैद गर्दछौँ भनेर.
You need to be careful what you look at.
तपाईँ के हेर्नुहुन्छ त्यो विषयमा होसियार हुनुपर्छ.
Those cell phones.
त्यो मोबाइल फोनहरू.
Those are dangerous.
ती खतरनाक कुराहरू.
You need to be careful about those.
त्यसको विषयमा तपाईँहरू होसियार हुनुपर्छ.
There's the whole world is at our fingertips now with a cell phone.
त्यो फोनमा चाहिँ हाम्रो औलाको टुप्पामा पुरै संसारै छ.
And a lot of times we use that verse of scripture that talks about mine eye affects my heart.
कतिपल्ट त्यो पद हामी प्रयोग गर्छौँ मेरो आँखाले मेरो हृदयलाई असर पार्छ भन्ने.
And we need to understand the power of that statement.
अनि त्यो भनाइको सामर्थ्यले हामीले बुझ्नुपर्छ.
Job said I made a covenant with my eyes. Why should I think on a maid?
अयुबले भने मैले मेरो आँखासँग करार बाँधेको छु से म किन एउटा कन्यामाथि आँखा
गाडौँ.
त्यसैले तपाईँले यो निधो गर्नै पर्छ कि तपाईँको सोच्ने जीवनमा पनि तपाईँहरू शुद्ध रहनुहुनेछ. त्यसैले हरेक कुरा जसले तपाईँलाई अशुद्ध कुरा सोच्ने तुल्याउँछ त्यहाँबाट तपाईँ भाग्नुपर्छ.
And you know what I'm talking about.
तपाईलाई थाहा छ म के कुरा गर्दैछु भन्ने विषयमा.
And if you're going to be used by God, you need to keep pure.
यदि तपाईं परमेश्वरद्वारा प्रयोग गरिन चाहनुहुन्छ नि तपाईं शुद्ध हुनुपर्छ.
And if you're going to be a proper leader in your personal life, you must exercise self-control.
अनि तपाईं आफ्नो जीवनमा एउटा असल नेतृत्व हुन चाहनु अगुवाउन चाहनुहुन्छ भने आत्मसंयम पनि अभ्यास गर्नुपर्छ.
You've got to be careful of pride.
तपाईं घमण्डको विषयमा होशियार हुनुपर्छ.
Pride is such a diabolic, it's such a terrible sin.
पाप चाहिँ यति भयानक पाप हो.
It was pride that got Lucifer.
घमण्ड चाहिँ यति भयानक पाप हो. यो चाहिँ लुसिफरको पाप हो.
And if you're not careful, pride will get you.
अनि तपाईँ होसियार हुनु भएन भने घमण्डले तपाईँलाई समात्नेछ.
We need to remember we are nothing without Christ.
हामीले यो सम्झनु पर्छ क्राइस्ट बिना हामी केही पनि होइन.
We need to remember what Jesus said in John chapter 15 verse 5, that last phrase where it says without me ye can do nothing.
यसले योना 15 अध्यायको 5 पदको अन्तिम खण्डमा भन्नुभएको कुरा हामीले सम्झनु पर्छ जहाँ उहाँले भन्नुभयो म बिना तिमीहरू केही पनि गर्न सक्दैनौ.
Paul said not I but Christ.
पाउलले भने म होइन तर ख्रीष्ट.
I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me.
मलाई शक्ति दिनुहुने ख्रीष्टद्वारा म सबै कुराहरू गर्न सक्दछु.
You need to exercise self control. Remember who you are.
त्यसैले तपाईँ को हुनुहुन्छ सम्झना गर्नुहोस् र आत्मसंयम हुनुहोस्.
Remember who he is.
अनि उहाँ को हुनुहुन्छ सम्झना गर्नुहोस्.
And that'll help you.
अनि यसले तपाईँलाई सहायता गर्नेछ.
You need to take care of your personal life.
तपाईको व्यक्तिगत जीवनको विषयमा होशियार हुनुपर्छ.
You need to take care of your family.
तपाईको परिवारको विषयमा होशियार
हुनुपर्छ. You need to bring your family along in the ways of the Lord.
तपाईले आफ्नो परिवारलाई परमेश्वरको मार्गमा डोर्याउनु पर्छ.
You need to take care of your personal life.
तपाईले आफ्नो व्यक्तिगत जीवनको विषयमा होशियार हुनुपर्छ.
Also the leader of God must be persistent.
अनि
That's number 3.
तेस्रो कुरा चाहिँ परमेश्वरका अगुवाहरू चाहिँ यत्नशील हुनुपर्छ.
In other words, you must keep going forward for Christ.
यसको अर्थ अर्को शब्दमा भन्ने हो भने ख्रीष्टको निम्ति तपाईं गइराख्नु पर्छ.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 2 it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful.
पहिलो कुरिन्थी 4 को 2 मा भनेको छ अनि मानिसमा यो कुरा हुनु परेको छ भण्डारी विश्वासयोग्य पाइयोस्.
You must not quit in the face of problems and trials and adversity.
अनि समस्याहरू जाँचहरू अनि दुःखको बेलामा तपाईंले छोड्नु हुँदैन.
You must not quit in the face of criticism.
आलोचनाहरुको अवस्थामा तपाईले यो कुरा त्याग्नु हुँदैन.
You cannot quit in the face of circumstances.
परिस्थितिहरुको अवस्थामा तपाईले उहाँको काम छोड्नु हुँदैन.
You cannot quit in the face of people.
अनि मानिसहरुको सामु तपाई हार मान्नु हुँदैन.
It's not people who've called you, it's God who's called you.
मान्छेले तपाईलाई बोलाएको हैन, परमेश्वरले बोलाउनु भएको
हो. You must be persistent, you must not give up, you must not quit.
तपाईं लागिरहने हुनुपर्छ, हार मान्नु हुँदैन, त्याग्नु हुँदैन, छोड्नु हुँदैन.
My pastor.
मेरो पास्टर.
His name is Dr. Bob Kelly.
Dr. Bob Kelly उहाँको नाम हो.
He's in heaven now.
अहिले स्वर्गमा हुनुहुन्छ.
His wife April's in heaven as well.
अनि उहाँको पत्नी एप्रिल पनि स्वर्गमा हुनुहुन्छ.
When I moved to Canada, he was my pastor.
तर जब म क्यानाडामा बसाइ सरे उहाँ मेरो पास्टर हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
He was known as a preacher.
उहाँ चाहिँ एउटा प्रचारकको रूपमा प्रख्यात हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
And what I mean by that is he really could preach the word of God.
यसको अर्थ चाहिँ उहाँले साँच्चै परमेश्वरको वचन नै प्रचार गर्न सक्नुहुन्थ्यो.
He had a way in the pulpit.
उहाँको पुल्पिटमा काम गर्ने एउटा तरिका थियो.
Not only did he have fire in the pulpit, he had substance in the pulpit.
खालि त्यहाँ आगो मात्र होइन, त्यहाँ एउटा केही वस्तुहरू पनि हुन्थ्यो.
After about 18 years of ministry there at our church, he resigned.
18 वर्षको सेवाकै हाम्रो मण्डलीमा गर्नुभएपछि उहाँले राजीनामा दिनुभयो.
He went into evangelism.
उहाँ चाहिँ सुसमाचार प्रचार गर्न जानुभयो.
He and his wife would sing. She would play the piano.
अनि उहाँ र उहाँको पत्नी चाहिँ भजन गाउनुहुन्थ्यो, अनि उहाँको पत्नीले चाहिँ कीबोर्ड बजाउनुहुन्थ्यो पियानो.
About 2 years into evangelism she was diagnosed with MS, multiple sclerosis.
अनि एक प्रकारको रोग, दुई वर्ष सेवा त्यहाँ सुसमाचार सुनाएपछि एक प्रकारको रोग उहाँमा पत्ता लाग्यो.
And so he was going to have to come off the road from being an evangelist.
अनि सुसमाचार प्रचार को त्यो क्षेत्रबाट उहाँ फर्केर आउनु पर्यो.
It just so happened that our church was without a pastor.
अनि यस्तै भइरहेको थियो कि हाम्रो मण्डलीमा पनि पास्टर थिएन.
The pastor that followed him in the ministry was not careful in his personal life.
उहाँलाई सेवाकाईमा उहाँलाई पछ्याउने पास्टर चाहिँ व्यक्तिगत जीवनमा उहाँ होसियार हुनुहुन्थेन.
He was disqualified in ministry.
अनि उहाँ चाहिँ अयोग्य ठहरिनु भएको थियो सेवाकाईमा.
But with his brother Kelly's wife being sick, he was able to come back into that same pastorate.
तर उहाँको पत्नी बिरामी हुनुभएपछि चाहिँ उहाँ नै फेरि फर्केर पास्टर रूपमा आउनुभयो.
I can remember as a teenager watching him.
अनि म चाहिँ एउटा टिनेजरको रूपमा उहाँलाई हेरिरहेको थिएँ.
April got to the point where she was in a wheelchair.
अनि एप्रिल उहाँको पत्नी चाहिँ यस्तो अवस्थामा पुग्नु भयो कि अब त्यहाँ चाहिँ व्हीलचेयरमा राख्नु पर्यो उहाँलाई.
She had cancer.
उहाँलाई क्यान्सर भएको थियो.
She was at the point of death many times.
अब धेरै पटक मृत्युको मुखमा पुग्नु भएको थियो.
But I can remember seeing my pastor.
तर म मेरो पास्टरलाई म देखिरहेको सम्झना आउँछ मलाई.
He didn't quit in that face of adversity.
तर त्यस्तो अवस्थामा उहाँले हार मान्नु भएन.
I saw him as he would take his wife and scoop her up in his arms.
अनि उहाँ चाहिँ म देख्दै थिएँ, उहाँ गएर आफ्नो पत्नीलाई आफ्नो हातमा लिनुहुन्थ्यो, यसरी बोक्नुहुन्थ्यो.
And place her in the car and take her home.
अनि उहाँले त्यसरी लगेर गाडीमा राख्नुहुन्थ्यो र घर लिएर जानुहुन्थ्यो.
So when they would pull into church, he would take her, put her in the wheelchair, and he would wheel her to her place in the auditorium.
अनि मण्डली आउनुहुँदा म देख्थेँ उहाँले चाहिँ उहाँलाई गाडीबाट निकालेर फेरि व्हीलचेयरमा राख्दै उहाँलाई ढकेल्दै चर्च आउनुहुन्थ्यो.
Service after service, year after year.
सेवा पछि सेवा र वर्षौँ पछि वर्ष.
And he didn't let it stop him from serving God.
तर त्यो कुराले आफैलाई प्रभुको सेवा गर्न चाहिँ उहाँले छोड्नु भएन.
Many people would quit.
धेरैले छोड्ने थिए होला.
But he didn't quit.
तर उहाँले छोड्नु भएन.
That was an example to me.
त्यो चाहिँ मेरो लागि एउटा नमुना भएको थियो.
If you're going to serve God, you can't quit.
तपाईं प्रभुको सेवा गर्ने हो भने छोड्न सक्नुहुँदैन.
Oh, don't quit on God.
परमेश्वरमा हार नमान्नुस्.
Don't quit on God.
परमेश्वरमा हार नमान्नुस्.
There's going to be a lot of things that will come into your life.
तपाईंको जीवनमा यस्तो थुप्रै कुराहरू आउनेछन्.
And I could stand up here for a long time and talk about.
अनि त्यो विषयमा म यहाँ लामो समय उभिएर कुरा गर्न सक्थेँ.
They give you examples of men and women of God who did not quit.
अनि ती मानिस र ती पुरुष र स्त्रीहरूको उदाहरण दिन सक्ने थिए जसले हार मानेनन्.
And I want to encourage you Christians, don't quit on God.
अनि तपाईँ क्रिस्चियनहरूलाई म यो उत्साह दिन चाहन्छु.
And you young men called to preach and you old men who are preachers, we need to remember, we need to keep going forward for God.
प्रभुमा हार नमान्नुहोस्. तर तपाईँ जो जवान पुरुष र स्त्रीहरू बोलाउनु भएको छ, हामीहरू कहिले हार मान्नु हुँदैन.
Trouble will come, the tears will fall, but our God will see us through.
समस्या आउनेछन्, आँसु बग्नेछन्, तर प्रभुले हामीलाई लिएर जानुहुनेछ सबै.
And we will not be sorry when we get to heaven.
अनि स्वर्गमा पुगेपछि हामी चाहिँ त्यहाँ दुखित हुने छैनौँ.
That song, it will be worth it all when we see Jesus.
हामी येशूलाई देख्दा सबै कुरा सार्थक हुनेछ.
And lastly, let me just say, the leader or the missionary of God must be a people person.
अनि अर्को पनि भन्न चाहन्छु एउटा मिशनरी वा परमेश्वरको जन चाहिँ मानिसहरूको जन पनि हुनुपर्छ.
You have no ministry if you're not reaching people.
तपाईं मानिसहरूका पुगिरहनु भएको छैन भने तपाईंको सेवकै छैन.
Let me ask you a question. Who are you reaching for Jesus?
अब एउटा प्रश्न गर्न चाहन्छु येशूको निम्ति तपाईं कसका पुग्दै हुनुहुन्छ?
The Christian life is not about you.
Christian जीवन भनेको तपाईंको विषयमा त होइन.
Brother Cloud was talking about giving in the last hour.
गएको समयमा Brother Cloudले चाहिँ यहाँ दिने विषयमा सिकाउँदै हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
And when you're right with God, you give.
जब तपाईं परमेश्वरसँग ठीक हुनुहुन्छ तपाईं दिनुहुन्छ.
Because God gives.
किनभने परमेश्वरले दिनुहुन्छ.
That's what love is. It's giving.
प्रेम भनेको त्यही हो, दिनु.
When you love God right, you give.
जब तपाईंले परमेश्वरलाई ठीकसँग प्रेम गर्नुहुन्छ तपाईंले दिनुहुन्छ.
For God so loved the world that he gave.
परमेश्वरले संसारलाई यस्तो प्रेम गर्नुभयो कि उहाँले दिनुभयो.
And you see, when God's servants are right with him, they give. They give of themselves, and they give of their possessions and everything else. The Christian life is a giving life. And God has a miracle way of working that out. Brother Cloud mentioned Luke chapter 6. Give and it shall be given.
Brother Claudio Luca chaude sikan bhayo deu ra timihala diinecha.
The world tells us to get first, then think about giving.
Sansar le chai hamlai ke sikauncha ni pahila liu ani dine bare pachi sochaula.
The Lord says, you give and then I'll just keep replacing it. And you just keep giving and he just keeps giving and it just goes like that.
Ani tara parmeshwar le bhanuncha timi deu ani ma tyo kasari thau feri bharne ho ma sochchu tesele हामी दिइरहेको हुन्छ अनि उहाँले त्यो भर्दै गर्नुहुन्छ.
When you're in ministry and you're involved in the local church and you're wanting to see Nepalis saved, you've got to meet Nepalis.
अनि तपाईं जब एउटा स्थानीय मण्डलीमा हुनुहुन्छ र नेपालीले मुक्ति पाएको चाहनुहुन्छ नि नेपालीले त तपाईंले भेट्नु पर्छ.
This is wonderful to be here inside the walls of this compound.
यो कम्पाउन्ड भित्रको यो पर्खाल भित्र यो भित्ताहरू बीचमा हुनु त राम्रो कुरा हो.
But we need to leave here and we need to go out there and we need to meet people. They need Jesus.
तर हामी यहाँबाट निस्किनु पर्छ र बाहिर जानु पर्छ र त्यो मानिसहरूलाई भेट्नु पर्छ उनीहरूलाई येशूको खाँचो छ.
Those people the next block will not be saved by just us meeting here.
हामी खाली यहाँ भेला भएर मात्रै त्यो पर घरको मान्छेले मुक्ति पाउन
सक्दैनौ. We need to go out and meet them.
हामी बाहिर गएर उनीहरूलाई भेट्नु पर्छ.
And tell them the glorious gospel message.
अनि उनीहरूलाई यो सुसमाचारको महिमित सन्देश दिनुपर्छ.
We need to tell them about how Jesus in Psalm 40 verse 2, he brought me up also out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord.
हामीले ती मानिसहरूलाई गएर यो कुरा भन्नुपर्छ दुई र तिनमा भने जस्तै कि उहाँले मलाई सत्यनाशको खाडो र दलदलेबाट हिलोबाट तानेर निकाल्नु भयो र मेरा पाहरू चट्टानमाथि बसाल्नु भयो र मेरा पाइलाहरू दृढ पार्नुभयो अनि उहाँले मेरो मुखमा एउटा नयाँ गीत हाम्रा परमेश्वरको स्तुति हाल्नु भएको छ. धेरैले यो देख्नेछन् र डराउनेछन् अनि परम प्रभुमाथि भरोसा राख्नेछन्.
The only way we're going to fulfill the great commission is we need to walk in obedience and it says go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
अब हामीले यो परमेश्वरको काम गर्ने भनेको यसरी हो. उहाँले जसरी भन्नुभएको छ सारा संसारमा जाऊ र हरेक प्राणीलाई सुसमाचार प्रचार गर त्यसमा आज्ञाकारी भएर.
Sometimes we say, well, you know, I'll serve God someday.
कतिले भन्छन् तपाईले सुन्नु पनि हुन्छ कुनै दिन प्रभुको सेवा गरौँला.
And you know, I think I'll serve God when I get out of college.
म कलेजबाट निस्केपछि सेवा गरौँला.
And you need to serve God now.
तपाईले त अहिले उहाँको सेवा गर्नुहुन्छ.
Because this is the only moment that you are guaranteed.
किनभने तपाईलाई यहाँ ग्यारेन्टी दिएको समय त अहिले मात्रै हो.
You may not be alive in an hour from now.
अब केही घण्टापछि तपाईं जिउँदो नहुन सक्नुहुन्छ.
Tomorrow you may never come for you.
भोलि तपाईंको लागि कहिले नआउला.
You must do what you can do for God now.
त प्रभुको लागि जे गर्ने हो त्यो त अहिले गर्ने हो.
Because that's the only time that you have.
किन तपाईंसँग भएको समय त यति मात्रै हो.
And so if you're going to reach people for God, you've got to be with the people.
त्यसैले प्रभुको निम्ति मानिसहरूका पुग्न चाहनुहुन्छ नि तपाईं मानिसहरूसँग हुनुपर्छ.
Ask God to give you a love for the people.
ती मानिसहरूप्रति प्रेम दिनुहोस् भनेर प्रभुसँग प्रार्थना गर्नुहोस्.
Go out and take that glorious gospel message.
अनि यो महिमित सुसमाचार गएर उनीहरूलाई बताउनुहोस्.
To be a leader of God, you must be a people person.
तपाईं परमेश्वरको अगुवा हुनलाई मानिसहरूको व्यक्ति हुनुपर्छ.
Stop and think about when you got saved.
एकछिन रोकिनुस् र सोच्नुस् तपाईले मुक्ति पाउनु भएको समय.
I would venture to say that for most of us, it was someone personally spending time with us, giving us the gospel.
मलाई यो म यो भन्न सक्छु किनभने मुक्ति पाएको समय यस्तो थियो जब कुनै एउटा व्यक्ति आएर तपाईलाई सुसमाचार सुनाएर तपाईसँग समय बिताएको थियो.
And so if we were reached that way, we need to go and tell others as well. Make that personal touch.
यदि हामी नै त्यसरी आएका हौ भने हामीले पनि त्यसरी अरूसँग गएर व्यक्तिगत रूपमा सम्पर्क राख्नु पर्छ.
How did you start coming to church? Chances are somebody invited you.
मण्डली आउन कसरी सुरु गर्नुभयो? सम्भव छ कि कसैले तपाईलाई बोलाएर आयो.
How are the lost to hear about Jesus Christ?
अनि हराएकाले येशूको बारेमा कसरी सुन्छन्?
Someone's got to go tell them.
कोही गएर त बताउनु पर्छ उनीहरूलाई.
How are you going to get people in the church house?
कसरी उनीहरूलाई यहाँ मण्डली भवन भित्र ल्याउनुहुन्छ मान्छेहरूलाई?
Somebody's got to go and invite them.
कोही त गएर बोलाउनु पर्छ उनीहरूलाई.
There is a country that needs to be reached for Christ.
एउटा राष्ट्र नै छ जसलाई चाहिँ ख्रीष्टको निम्ति त्यहाँ पुग्नु परेको छ.
If we Christians don't reach them, who's going to?
यदि हामी क्रिश्चियनहरू नै गएर भेट्दैन भने को जान्छ उनीहरूलाई?
I have a saying that I use.
मैले प्रयोग गर्ने एउटा भनाइ छ.
And it goes like this.
अनि यस्तो छ यो भनाइ.
We may not be able to do it all.
हामी सबै गर्न नसकौंला.
But we ought to do all that we can do.
तर हामीले सक्ने त सबै गर्नु पर्छ.
God wants to use us.
परमेश्वर हामीलाई प्रयोग गर्न चाहनुहुन्छ.
Before I started the message, I talked about a decision.
मैले यो प्रचार सुरु गर्न भन्दा अगाडि निर्णयहरुको बारेमा कुरा गरेको थिएँ.
You've heard two messages this morning.
यस बिहान दुईटा प्रचार सुन्नु भयो तपाईले.
You've heard presentations and sermons all week.
यो हप्ताभरि केही प्रस्तुतिहरु हेर्नु भयो, प्रचारहरु सुन्नु भयो.
Don't halt between two opinions.
दुई विचारहरुको बीचमा नअड्किनुस्.
If God's God, serve him.
यदि परमेश्वर परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्छ नि उहाँको सेवा गर्नुस्.
If Baal is God, serve him.
यदि बाल चाहिँ ईश्वर हो भने उसको सेवा गर्नुस्.
But God is God.
तर परमेश्वर चाहिँ परमेश्वर नै हुनुहुन्छ.
And you need to serve him.
अनि तपाईले उहाँको सेवा गर्नुपर्छ.
Decide to serve him today.
उहाँको सेवा गर्ने निर्णय आजै गर्नुस्.
Quit being wishy-washy.
यताउता नहुनुस्.
Determine.
निधो गर्नुस्.
Be committed.
अनि आफूलाई दिनुस् पुरै.
Move forward.
अघि बढ्नुस्.
For God.
परमेश्वरको निम्ति.
It's a wonderful life.
यो सुन्दर जीवन हो.
Let's pray.
हामी प्रार्थना गरौँ.